Good morning, everyone. Nice to see everybody out this morning. I have a really tough act to follow after Guy Robison and Larry the last 2 weeks, so it's going to be tough up here, but I'll try my best. I'd like to tell you a friend of Gary and Ashley's that used to sit back here. Her name's Beth. She has cancer. She's on our prayer list, and I guess every day she just found out her arm was hurting. And she went in to the doctor and found out she has now cancer in her bone. And it's kind of set in that the 3 years ago, this December, they gave her a 4 to 5 year plan. She's 36, 37. And I think it's setting on her like it's the end because they're just controlling it with all the medicine. It's not getting any better. So I just wanted to talk a little bit today about early death and verses about it, and then I have a second part to it, to like being prepared. So it is God's will to allow some people to die early, even though you might not know. God knows what he is doing. I've noticed that sometimes one death saves the life of many. One of the effects of sin in the world is death, and it happens. Some people die early because of their own sins. God's word is to protect us, but many people disobey it. God tells us to be set apart from the world. But on the news, I've seen many people get shot and die just from one night of going out. If they would have listened to God and not have happened, sometimes people die early because of a smoking sin. Sometimes teens die because of underage drinking. Sometimes people catch diseases because of sexual immorality. Remember, God doesn't cause sin, but he allows it. When we see people die at a young age, it is a consistent reminder that life is short and you never know when you will go. Some verses now about what the Bible has to say. Now, Isaiah 57, 1 through 2. The righteous man perishes, and no one lays it to heart. Devout men are taken away, while no one understands. For the righteous man is taken away from calamity. He enters into peace. They rest in their beds who walk in the uprightness. Psalms 102, 24 through 26. So I said, do not take me away, my God, in the midst of my days. Your years go on through all generations. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like clothing. You will change them, and they will be discarded. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God doesn't call sin, he just allows it. Some more verses, a couple verses on that. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me, you will have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. In 1 Corinthians 13:12, for now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. A couple of verses about sin in the world, starting with Romans 5:12 through 13. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, in the way death came to all people because all sinned. To be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not charged against anyone's account where there is no law. Romans 5:19 through 21. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners. So also through the obedience of one man, the many will be made righteous. The law was brought into so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Ecclesiastes 7:17. But don't be too wicked, too foolish, either why die before you have to. In Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end therefore are the ways of death. And then I have a few reminders. In Romans 14:8-9. If we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that we might be the Lord of both dead and the living. In Hebrews 2:9-10, what we do see is Jesus, who has given position a little lower than the angels, and because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone. God, for whom and through whom everything was made, chose to bring many children into glory. And it was only one right that he should make Jesus, through his suffering, a perfect leader fit to bring them into their salvation. Now I want to talk about being prepared for if we do have early death. In life, you must always be ready for anything. Everyone must be ready for Jesus, because he will come like a thief in the night. If everyone knew what time he was coming, everybody would accept him and stop putting him off and stop procrastinating. Many people will procrastinate and say, I do not need to change my life or accept him. That is why many people will hear and depart from me, I never knew you, and feel God's wrath and eternal pain. What's stopping you from dying tomorrow? We've talked to people one day and they die the next. They didn't know they were going to die. Guess what? They did, without knowing the Lord. Do you know where you're going when you die? We must also prepare ourselves for trials and the temptations from the devil, because they will happen. When they do use the word of God and the power of prayer to stand firm. Found a couple of quotes online. If you call yourself a Christian, but you live in a continuous lifestyle of sin, you're not prepared. There is always a prepared place for a prepared person. Depend on it, my hearer, you never will go to heaven unless you prepare to worship Jesus Christ as God. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. We need to be prepared for Christ's return. In Matthew 24:42-44. So you know, too, must keep watch, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this, if a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You always must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. Matthew 24:26-27. So someone tells you, look, the Messiah is out in the desert. Don't bother to go and look, or look, he is hiding here. Don't believe it. For as the lightning flashes in the east and the sun shines to the west, so it will be when the Son of Man comes. In Matthew 24:37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In Luke 21:36, be alert at all times. Pray so that you have the power to escape everything that is about to happen and stand in front of the Son of Man. Mark 13:32-33. However, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows, and since you don't know when that time will come, be on guard, stay alert. 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away in a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. In 1 Thessalonians 5:2, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. We need to be on guard when the devil tries to tempt us. 1 Peter 5:8, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can fight against the devil's evil tricks. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. In Ephesians 6:17. Put on the salvation of your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We need to stand firm when trials happen, because they will happen. In 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Ecclesiastes 11:8. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, and let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world yet shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer and have overcome the world. Proverbs 27:1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you not know what a day may bring. In Luke 21:19, stand firm and you will win life. We need to plan ahead. In Proverbs 28:19-20, whoever works in his farmland will have abundant food, but whoever chastens fantasies will become very poor. The faithful man will prosper with blessings, but whoever is in a hungry who is in a hurry to get rich will not escape punishment. Proverbs 22:3. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. Proverbs 6:6-8. Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Do they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work? They labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. Proverbs 24. Those too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food at the harvest. In Proverbs 26:16, a sluggard is wiser than his own eyes than seven people who answer discreetly. In Proverbs 20:13, love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you will have plenty of bread. We must have faith, as we see in 1 Peter 3:15. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks you about your Christian hope, always be ready to explain it. 2 Timothy 4:2-5. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will return away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded. endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Psalms 39:4. Lord, remind me of how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered. How fleeting is my life. Hebrews 11:7. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save him, to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received righteousness. I'd like to leave you with this. Are you prepared? If you die today, are you 100% sure that you would go to heaven? If not, please, I plead with you to be baptized. Most people are expecting heaven, but will go to hell. Please make sure that you're saved. At this time, we have the water if anybody would like to be baptized. If you have fallen short as a Christian, please come forward and stand as we sing.